Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, star reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice. Mystery and thrilling adventure have filled the lives of Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen on their cruise around the world aboard the last of the clipper ships, the Clara M. In our last episode, we heard how, following a tremendous storm, during which the captain was badly injured, the crew mutinied under the leadership of a sailor named Limey. Only after they had completely taken the ship did Superman step in and save the situation. As our last episode ended, we heard how Teak Barnaby, peg-legged first mate aboard the Clara M, persuaded Clark Kent not to have the men thrown into irons. Our scene is now the crew's quarters of the ship, where Teak Barnaby is talking to the men. Listen.
Fools. Every last one of you. And the biggest fool of all is Limey there. The man that persuaded you to mutiny.
This man and myself are scared of what's going to happen, that's all. Every man jack of us is wanted by the authorities, you know that. What's going to happen when one of the officers on board the San Jose spots us, eh?
You're going to all keep out of sight as much as possible.
How can we keep out of sight? The time comes to transfer the old man to stretch, eh? I can just see it in my mind's eye. A couple of the lads helping to get the captain down into the motor launch they'll send over. One of the officers in that launch saying something like, "Oh, for a moment, good fella. Ain't I seen you somewheres before?"
Devil take me, I don't see
you. You don't see? Well, I do. What happens after that is an investigation, that's what. An investigation of every man aboard this here ship.
There'll be no investigation while I'm master here.
Yeah, that's what you say.
You don't believe me, eh?
No, I don't.
Well, then, let me remind you of one thing. When I paid you men to sign on here, I promised you that no harm would come to you. And so far, I've kept my word. You know what Mr. Kent wanted to do with you men? He wanted to turn you over to the officers of the San Jose and have the Clara M escorted into Caracas. You all know what that would mean.
An investigation, that's
you
all.
You and your investigation. It would mean prison. Prison for the rest of your natural lives. And maybe hanging for some of you.
I tell you, we ain't going to expose ourselves by letting the officers aboard the San Jose spot us.
I said I'd take care of that.
That's what you say.
I've got a job to do. And you've all been paid to help me do it. You'll take the ship when I give the word, and no sooner. Do I make my meaning clear? And don't forget it, neither. Now, as I was saying... Wait a minute.
What is it?
Quiet. Someone listening at the door. Keep talking. I'll throw this door open sudden, Mike, and we'll find out who it is.
Gosh.
Well, Jim, lad. Come to pay us a visit, did you?
Why, yes, Mr. Barnaby. I thought I'd drop in for a talk.
Right kind of you, lad. But why didn't you walk right in, lad? Afraid to break in on our conversation, were you?
Why, no. That is, I just got here. I didn't even know you were talking to the men.
Of course, there wouldn't be no reason why you shouldn't break in on us. Now, would there?
No, sir, there wouldn't.
Of course not. And, suppose you did overhear a word or two. There'd be no reason to go and tell Mr. Kent. Now, would there?
No, sir. There wouldn't.
Irish. Hey, hand me that knife and that whetstone.
Sure, then, Mr. Barnaby, you'd
hand me that knife, blast you, and that sharpening stone.
What are you going to do, Mr. Barnaby?
Just going to sharpen this knife, lad. Look at that blade, lad. Nice and long and sharp. It'll be real sharp when I get done with it.
Why are you sharpening it?
Always got to sharpen a knife before you use it, Jim. It cuts cleaner. Does its work quicker.
I guess I'll be getting up on deck now.
Now, don't go. Don't go. Not yet a while, lad. Stay and talk with me and the boy. That's what you come down here for, didn't you?
Yes, but I...
There. Yeah, she's nice and sharp now. Beautiful knife, ain't she? Just feel the edge of it.
No, thanks.
Well, I guess she's about ready to do the job I planned for her. So then...
Mr. Barnaby, listen. I won't say anything about what I heard. On my word of honor, I won't. I'll forget everything honest. Honest, I will.
Ah, now, lad, what's to get excited about? Can't old Cheek Barnaby set about sharpening a knife to whittle himself a new leg without you getting excited?
Is that what you're going to use the knife for?
Well, what else would I use it for, lad?
I didn't know.
My wooden leg was bad splintered, you know. I'm just able to get around on it. It won't last much longer. Got to whittle myself a new one. Of course, a knife can be put to other uses, too. For instance, I remember once when I sailed in a good ship, Sea Wolf, one of the crew talked a little too much. And one morning they found... Huh? Well, that must be the San Jose. Arrived at St. Cap and off at last. Run along, lad, and tell Mr. Kent I'll be on deck in short order. And that's all you tell him. Understand?
Aye, sir. Aye.
Blimey. Irish, on deck. I'll be wanting you two to lower the captain overside.
We'll be spotted, that's what. And that's what you're hoping, too.
Keep your faces turned and no one will question you. Get going.
Mr. Barnaby, the lad, do you think he'll talk about what he overheard here?
Have no fear. He'll do no talking. I'll see to that.
Well, Senor Kent, your capitan is safely aboard our launch, so we shall be leaving you. You are sure there is nothing further we can do for you?
Oh, we're indebted to you as it is, Senor Alviro. Tell your captain for me how sorry we are to have given him this trouble.
Oh, no trouble. The courtesy of the sea, Senor Kent. Senor Barnaby.
Yeah, senor.
Those two men of yours who assisted in putting your capitan aboard the launch. One of them I seem to have seen somewhere. Could I have a word with him, please?
Well,
Which one do you mean, Senor Alviro?
That one there.
Oh, Limey.
Oh, Mr. Kent, Limey's got a good deal to do below deck.
Oh, this will take but a moment, Mr. Barnaby.
Is anything wrong, Senor Alviro?
Senor Kent, it's just that... No, I must be mistaken.
Huh?
I just thought for a moment...
Yes?
Okay, do not worry about it. I was wrong. And the quicker we get your capitan aboard the San Jose, the better. So I shall be off. Adios, Senor Kent.
Goodbye, and again, thank you for all you've done.
Nothing at all. Muchas gracias.
He's overside, Mr. Kent. We'll be getting underway.
Very good, Captain Barnaby.
Where's ship? Thanks to the main braces.
Jim, or Jimmy.
Yes, Mr. Kent.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong? Why, nothing, sir.
Oh, you can't fool me, Jim. There's something on your mind. During the entire time Senor Alviro from the San Jose was aboard, you kept in the background, sort of looking as if, as if you wanted to say something and didn't dare.
Did I?
You sure there's nothing wrong?
No. Honest, not a thing.
Well, when you make up your mind to tell me what it is, let me know.
But, Mr. Kent, I tell
you... Jim, I know you too well to be fooled. You're worried about something. Something you feel you can't talk to me about. Well, if you don't want to tell me, well, that's all right. Just remember, though, that I'm ready to help you anytime I can.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, it isn't that I don't want to tell you, but...
Well, then why don't you tell
me? We're underway, Mr. Kent. Well, looks like you and the lad are having a little heart-to-heart talk.
No, on the contrary, Barnaby. Jimmy here refuses to tell me what's on his mind.
Something worrying the lad?
I'm afraid so.
Well, maybe it's something he'd rather keep to himself. Eh, lad?
Why, yes. Yes, Mr. Barnaby.
Well, after all, Mr. Kent, a secret's a secret. Eh, lad?
Oh, I didn't mean to pry. If I know Jimmy, he'll tell me what's on his mind in good time.
Oh, he will, eh? Well, what do you say to that, lad?
Oh, no. I mean,
lad, you're all messed up. Here now, we'll take your mind off your troubles. Let old Teague show you a new trick. Here now, let's see. There we are. A little wooden matchbox.
What are you giving it to me for?
Well, you just take it over near the deck house there. Go along now, and I'll show you a trick.
okay, but I wish I knew what you're going to do.
What are you going to do, Barnaby?
Just a harmless little trick. All right, lad. Just hold the matchbox up now. Hey, that's right. No, then.
Barnaby, that knife.
How's that, eh? Clipped the matchbox out of the lad's hand and pinned it to the wall with me knife.
Don't ever do that again, Barnaby.
Just a little trick, Mr. Kent. A harmless little trick.
Trick or not, you might have hit Jimmy with that knife. Accidents happen.
Not with old Teak Barnaby. I never hurt no one by accident yet. No, sir. Never yet hurt no one by accident.
Well, there's no mistaking Teak Barnaby's meaning. Jimmy's in a pretty bad spot. What would you do? Would you tell Clark Kent what you overheard in the crew's quarters? Well, be sure to hear the next episode in this thrilling adventure of the sea with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.